The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very, very special guest, Mr. Donald Nesbitt, who is the Executive Vice President for Local 372 and the DC 37 Vice President Political Action Chair. Thank you so much for taking the time and being here with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Anytime there's an opportunity to speak to my fellow Brooklynites, I'm excited about it. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So we know the coronavirus has a disproportionate impact on minority populations because of the underlying medical conditions that have historically plagued these communities. For years, we have known about these underlying conditions that the minority communities suffer from, which leads to shorter life expectancy gaps. Conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, upper respiratory illnesses, and hypertension, to name a few. Now the virus is attacking those underlying conditions with a vengeance. Can you give a brief statement on how lack of solutions for these communities has had a disproportionate impact, how employers fail to protect employees of these communities who make up the majority of essential workers, and also about your union membership?
Okay, I first want to start out wishing any condolences to anyone who has lost someone during this time. This has impacted me even more so than 9/11 and any other tragedy like Sandy or anything that has hit this city, this country. It's just tremendous in what's happening at this time with people who are close to you. So I'd like to send condolences. I'd like to thank some of the people who are on the front lines. At DC 37, we have EMS, we have 911 operators, we have people in Rikers Island. And in particular, my local, we have the school food employees who are feeding anywhere from up to 400,000 families throughout the city. And the school crossing guards also help those families get to and from those sites. So I definitely want to send a special thank you to them. Mm-hmm. I do have to, it's funny that all of these statistics and the conversation has been about our communities being impacted. It's so funny. I was just actually saying those kind of things to a friend of mine that prior to all of this conversation around the impact of Black and brown communities, I said once they spoke of compromised or underlying conditions, mm-hmm. I said, oh, more Black and brown folks are going to die than any other group of or any other nationalities that we see, right? And it's due to, this is just poverty exacerbated to another level. When people can't afford to buy healthy food and things of that nature, once a virus like this hits, you see more of us die because things like diabetes and respiratory illnesses like asthma and heart disease and hypertension are things that Black and brown people get. And it's due to the lack of finances and resources to actually get healthy food and healthy eating in our communities.
So tell us about your membership.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, when I thank the workers in Local 372, we have lunchroom employees who are on the front line. A lot of them are afraid and were afraid from the beginning to go into work. Those calls of them being afraid, I got some phone calls and text messages at like 3 a.m. When this first happened, because people were afraid and quite naturally you understand the anxiety. Let me say, they say when you have a seat at the table, you say something at the table or get up from the table. And I have to say the city's response to this has been horrible. Our members were put in locations without proper PPE.
Mm-hmm.
The school crossing guards up into today, I got to thank some of the elected officials who have been extremely helpful to our members, because we're still scrambling to get people masks, even after a mandate from the governor that the agency provided. This has just been horrible. And you are saying that you love workers and you love the job that they're doing and they're essential. You put the label of essential on them, but they're not treated like essential workers. If you listen to a press conference from the mayor or the governor, you don't hear the school food worker. You don't hear the school crossing guard. The school food in New York City, last week the numbers were 400,000 families were fed. That's tremendous to any city in the country, with the exception of probably LA that serves 800,000 on a regular day, right? During a pandemic in New York City, even with our numbers being sliced in half, we're still serving 400,000 families a day. The school crossing guards who make sure that they get to and from the location, the feeding location, safely, they're not recognized when you hear the mayor or the governor speak. And it's just horrible. Not only was their response as far as workers' safety taken for granted, but they don't even take the moment to recognize them for the work that they're doing at this time on the front lines.
All right, so that's unfortunate, but we appreciate the workers on the front line, all of them. And if you could just give some words of inspiration to, you know, keep the faith, the hope, the spirits up.
So I'd like to say at this time, I'd like to say thank you. I know at this time it's very difficult. I just got a text message from a member who said to me, thank you, Mr. Nesbitt, for all that you do. And I told her that means the world to me, that one text, because I get tons of texts throughout the day. Some of them, I can't even mention some of the words, right? And this is from our membership who we're working hard to make sure that they get protection and different things. Some of them have built up anxiety. We understand that this time people are angry. People don't know who to be angry at. So we understand all of that. So we don't get upset with it. But at the same time, it's a sense of gratitude and really feeling appreciated when a member this text and says, thank you. So I'll say to all of the workers on the front line, but I'll include local 372 members, the lunchroom worker, the school crossing guard, and all of those who have volunteered to be inside of the recreation centers and take care of first responders' kids. Just thank you for what you're doing. This is a vital service. This is essential. I want to say to you that the union will fight like hell if anyone mentions anything about layoffs towards workers. And I mention that because we saw the extraordinary work and service that was provided during Sandy and during 9/11, and everyone at that time said, oh, workers are essential and we love the work and we appreciate the workers. And then when there were budget problems, the first people that went was those same workers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to say now that there shouldn't be any conversation. I understand that there are going to be financial problems and the federal government needs to step up and assist the states and local governments. But I need to say to the workers that the union will be there to fight throughout a crisis when we return back to normalcy or any other time. For the working people who are making this city what it is. We'll be there to fight for you, but I simply want to say thank you. And I hope that doesn't get lost in everything that I said. Thank you being the most important thing for what you're doing at this time.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Nesbitt, for the work that you do. And thank you for taking your time to be with us today. And we look forward to having you back again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again for having me. Anytime you guys call, it's Brooklyn. That's where my heart is at.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.